This week's Parsha is Parshas Acharemos Kedoshim. It's a double Parsha once again. And many years we usually read these two together, and I think that that is not a coincidence. The two really play off each other, the two Parshiot. So the Parsha starts off with the bringing us back to the situation of Aaron's sons passing away, dying for having done something improper. We'll have to figure out what that is again. And then it leads us into the Yom Kippur service. So the question is, what is that? What's the connection? Why does the death of Aaron's sons lead us into the Yom Kippur service? And then afterwards, we read about the forbidden relationships. The list of the arayot, the forbidden relationships. As a side, we, at the time of in Yom Kippur in the afternoon at Mincha, we read about the forbidden relationships. So the question is, how exactly do these things tie in? The death of Aaron's sons, the Yom Kippur service, and then after that, going into the forbidden relationships. And then to culminate that, it connects us into the idea of being holy. Kedoshim to you, that we should be holy. We should be sanctified because God is holy. God is sanctified. So how do these four things connect? Is it just a coincidence? Or as we see most times, if not all the time, it's all connected. So the question first we have to ask ourselves is, what exactly did the sons of Aaron do wrong? So there are different opinions. One opinion is that they came into the temple with a foreign fire. They weren't supposed to make their own fire. Others say they brought the incense in where they were not supposed to bring in the incense. Others say that they were drunk because at the time when the Torah records their sin, that the next thing we were led into is the fact that you're not allowed to drink wine. So they create a connection to that, and they say that must be that Nadav and Avihu, the sons of Aaron, were drunk when they went in to and took this foreign fire and the incense into the Holy of Holies. So, but really, what did they do wrong? So the Pasuk in our Parsha says, the Lord spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron who died when they drew too close to the presence of the Lord. What they did wrong was that they went too close. They crossed over the boundary. There are boundaries. There are gvulot. There are boundaries that we're not supposed to cross. And they crossed over that boundary. So it happens to be, as a parenthetical, we actually, every Shabbos, at the end of Shabbos, we do something called Havdalah, where we create separation, create distinction. And at the Havdalah service, what we're doing is perhaps we're rectifying the sin of Nadav and Avihu. And what do? We bring wine. We have a cup of wine. We have besamim, fragrance, which is like the ketoret, the incense. And we have fire. We have the candle. As if we're every Motzei Shabbat, every Saturday night, we're coming to rectify what they had done wrong, which was to cross over the line, to cross over the boundary. And so therefore, what we do is we reestablish, we are mavdil, we are separating, we recreate distinction. So if that's what they did wrong, if the sons of Aaron crossed over the line, Yom Kippur is the day, the holiest day of the year, and it's the one time a year that Aaron goes into the Holy of Holies. As if to say, when you do that, you're saying, this is the one time that we cross over. But the idea is, in general, there are distinctions, there are separations, there are gvulot, there are boundaries. We have to be sensitive to those boundaries. And if you think about it, the next step of what we talk about are the forbidden relationships. You can't have relations with your mother. You can't have your relations with your aunt. You can't have, you go down the list of the different forbidden relationships, because it's about boundaries. Today, we understand what it means to have sexual boundaries. The Torah is talking about boundaries. And that really is what brings us to Kedusha. The idea of Kedusha, of things that are sanctified, is that what we're saying is that this is something that's unique, and we want to set it aside. That's the idea of Kedusha, of Kedushin, of marriage. Marriage is called Kedusha. Kedushin, we're Mekadesh, because we become sanctified. How do we come? Because we create distinction. We say, this person is for me, and as to the exclusion of all others. Because that's the idea of Kedusha, to take something. The more that there is, we delineate and we create distinction of something that is unique, and we celebrate its uniqueness, in that sense, that's where the Kedusha is. So God says to us, Kedoshim to you, you should be holy, you should be distinct, you should be unique, because I am holy. I am unique. I am distinct. Perhaps in this crazy situation that we have been experiencing, where we've been forced into our homes, to not be able to go out like we normally would go, or to go to our places of worship, to our shuls, God is saying to us, perhaps we were not sensitive to the boundaries. We weren't creating or appreciating the uniqueness of certain things. And so what Hashem says is, you know what, guys? Time out. It's time to go in. It's time to separate. It's time to go back to the beginning. And that's what the craziest thing is. In this week's parsha, it also talks about v'ahavta l're'acha kamocha. We have to love our friend like we love ourselves. And so we have to create distinction. This first, recognize, perhaps some people learn and understand, the only way they can really love someone else is if you love yourself properly as well. But the idea of understanding that each of us are different and unique, and perhaps when we appreciate ourselves and our uniqueness, also we can then in turn appreciate the uniqueness of each and every person that's out there. And then in turn, we can really love that person, love ourselves, and love the other people around us. It's when we appreciate that which is outside of ourselves and the uniqueness and the special qualities of each and every person that's out there. But it starts with ourselves. V'ahavta l're'acha kamocha. You have to love the other person like you love yourself. So first, we have to go back, separate, be distinct, be alone, be with ourselves. Appreciate this time. We're here because that's where Hashem wants us to be. And we should appreciate this time. It's a very special time. Obviously, it's made very difficult time as well, but we have to separate and realize that this is a very special time, that we can come to this, come back to the roots of ourselves. And then from there, with God's help, we'll be able to now re-engage with our friends and with our larger community and with the world. And this time around, it'll come out. Life does not go back to the way it was before. It should never go back to the way it was before. We should come out of this and be able to appreciate things for what they are, how special everything is. And in that way, we bring us that much closer to God. Kedoshim to you, we should be holy, we should be special, unique, because God is special and unique. And in that way, we're godly when we understand the uniqueness of ourselves and of creation, of humanity, and everything that's around us. And with that, God willing, we should see tremendous Yeshua, tremendous salvation, and we should be able to celebrate in the not too distant future in the land of Israel with the coming of Mashiach. Amen.